First, a little about me and my fitness level. I'm in my mid-30s. I try to hit the gym 5 times a week, but usually I'm lucky if I make it once or twice. As for diet, I prefer pizza and beer to salad and mineral water. On the plus side, I'm pretty religious about taking vitamins, and I quit smoking 7 years ago. JPD Lieutenant Chris Sell says many recruits approach the physical test with some consternation.
So that's why we're having this practice test, is to let people get a feel for it. If they need to train a little bit differently for the real test, then they can get some advice on that today.
5 of us show up for the test on the Thunder Mountain High School track. Things get underway with a 300-meter sprint, which we must run in under 77 seconds.
Might want to jog a little bit. We've seen people pull a hamstring on this section. It will make for a long day if you do that.
The other recruits and I line up at the start.
On your mark, get set, go.
And about a minute later.
Come on, guys, push it out. Come on, go.
Keep
all the way
pushing.
Across the line, all the way across.
Keep pushing. Going. First going. Time is 1:01, 1:02, 1:05. Everybody passes.
The sprint tests our anaerobic capacity. Sell says that comes in handy when chasing bad guys. The vertical jump is next. It measures leg strength. To pass, we must jump at least 14 inches. Measuring upper body strength requires at least 21 push-ups, then 15 sit-ups in under a minute to test our core strength. We finish with the mile-and-a-half run in no more than 17 minutes, 17 seconds.
Try not to start too fast, but at a pace you can sustain for about 10 to 15 minutes. You may walk, but walking will make it very difficult to meet the standard.
I do end up walking part of 2 laps thanks to stomach cramps, but still finish in about 15 and a half minutes.
Casey, you're at 15:29. Pass!
I cross the finish line with a flourish and collapse on the track. The physical fitness test is JPD's minimum standard. New hires are required to go through the Public Safety Training Academy in Sitka, where the physical demands only increase.
Well, your day starts at 5:30, and sometimes you're not done until 8 o'clock that night, so you're kind of going, 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 and by the time you get to your bed, you're just sleeping.
Officer Keith Byrne says he was in pretty good shape when he went to the academy in 2012, and in even better shape by the time he finished.
I mean, I was running 5-minute miles.
Besides running and strength training, Byrne says there's a heavy dose of swimming at the academy, including some uniquely Alaskan scenarios.
They do things where maybe you're on a water edge and you might get a crab pot caught in your leg, and they throw you into the pool and they kind of have a crab pot tied to your leg.
Police Chief Bryce Johnson says there's no ongoing physical fitness requirement for JPD officers, but they are encouraged to stay healthy.
We have a really nice exercise facility at the police department where we encourage officers to work out. We have a fitness pin that we give officers. We give them points for a master officer program where they can get paid more. And so we incentivize fitness. A lot of the officers go to the gym.
My fellow recruit, Matt Furster, says the practice test gave him a good idea what he needs to work on to pursue a career in law enforcement.
Just the whole thing is, it's physically tough when you haven't, you know, stayed in shape for 20 years, it's hard to get back in shape, and so that's where I'm at.
Furster, who's 44, says he has friends on the police force who are encouraging him to keep at it. He thinks being a police officer would be more rewarding than his current job. Chief Johnson says JPD is recruiting heavily to fill its 11 vacancies, about half of them to provide security at Juneau International Airport as part of new federal rules. The Police Academy is held twice a year. The next one starts in August. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.